Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm with my mum, Lenny.
Hi, darling.
Hi, mum. Mum and I have been discussing about restaurant reservations. We're about to be let out and allowed to eat outside.
So how many do you think you've made?
10?
I haven't made one.
You're mad. Snooze, you lose. I would love to know where you are going or where you are most looking forward to going and eating. Did you do what I did and book loads of places? Or did you do what Lenny did and hope for the best?
I'd be happy for a coffee just sitting outside, to be perfectly honest.
Don't believe you.
I would.
So, today...
Yeah.
We have a friend of mine who was my first ever support act when I first ever did a UK tour. She's phenomenal. She's so talented. She had a rocky ride with the old industry. And she's back with her third record coming out in July called Pink Noise, and she is a bloody star. It's a totally different sound to what one expects of Lauren Vula. It is 80s, it is big shoulder pads, it is Prince-esque. It's got all the emotion of all her other music, which was always so emotive, right? But yeah, it's electronic, it's synthy, it's good. Sexy. And she did this incredible live stream, which was just really exciting to watch. I kind of fist pumped the air. I was so proud of her. And it's just really nice to be chatting to her today. What are you cooking for her, Mum?
I'm making chicken marinated in Ras Hanout and honey. And I've made spicy potatoes, spiced up my potatoes today. And a nice salad that you've just tried to add to because you didn't think we had enough.
And where did you get the inspiration from for the...
From I saw what Otto Lengi was delivering from his restaurant. And I thought, I wonder if I could do that. So
that's a nice resin. I'll have one of them.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah, because that had lemon juice in. Oh, it was lemon juice as well. And got lots of garlic. So it was garlic, lemon juice, Ras Hanout and honey.
Pud? Oh, no, you've done it, haven't you?
Well, I've just done strawberries because you said they were... Actually, they're not that good, the strawberries, but I have also done the salted peanut and chocolate bars.
The Nigella Spesh. Yeah. It is very dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's just, with crunchy.
With crunchy in it. You just put a whole packet of salted peanuts and it makes salted chocolate.
Dangerous and
delicious.
And
you use cheap chocolate.
It's kind of like a Yorkie in thickness, but with all the kind of... flavour of a dairy milk, fruit and nut, but with naughtier stuff.
But it's salty.
It's really good. Lauren Vula coming up on Table Manners. You're here.
I'm here.
In a colourful woolly jumper.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers,
cheers,
my lovely.
Oh, cheers. Cheers. It's so nice to
the
see
end
you.
Of sodding
so
lockdown.
Great. I'm just realising how much I need.
I don't think I've seen you for years.
I know.
We've been in touch, uh-huh. But we haven't. I mean, a lot has happened since the last time I've seen you.
Yeah. It's
divorce.
Yes.
Management,
oh my gosh,
labels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
My therapist says seismic shifts, several in the last few years.
Has therapy really helped?
Do you know, I bowed out of therapy for ages, probably at the time when I should have made a regular commitment to it. But more recently, I called up my management and I was like, you gotta get me some help.
Why? Has it been quite over? Do you like fizzy?
I'm fine with it. Fizzy's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has it been... Because listen, I mean, look, take us through it all, but you're on a new label now.
Oh, yeah.
Because something bizarre happened where... Were you dropped?
I was dropped.
But that's bizarre because you are one of the most critically acclaimed UK, like, darlings of the... It makes no sense to me. And it probably didn't make any sense to you at the time, right?
I fully regretted how much I had already identified as a little bit of a darling. Like, I thought... There was love there.
There's a lot of love there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but record companies are.
But this is the thing. We all know that the industry is dog-eat-dog and unpredictable. It changes fickle. Every second. It's so fickle. And because I'm so... I don't want to say gullible. That's the first word that came to my mind. But I think I'm...
Trusting, probably.
I'm very trusting.
Yeah.
I like to build genuine relationships with people. Mm. And so I don't think I even, for one minute, thought that was even an option. Like,
no. But why would you? You were up for Brits. You were up for Ivors. Mercury's. I mean, all of it. It was all there.
And the album, that album that I just put out, The Dreaming Room, that won an Ivor.
It was
the
gorgeous.
Best album. Thank you.
But so what was their reason?
I don't know. To this day, I'm not sure. I got a 6-line email.
Bastards.
That said, after discussions, we've decided we will not be renewing the next option. Thank you for your efforts.
Your efforts. Your pricks.
Mm. Wishing you all the best for the future. And that was it.
Had you changed management by that point?
No, by then I still had my old manager, Kwame, who I still chat to.
He's a lovely man.
Lovely guy. But it was just so unprofessional and so inhumane. And I don't think I accepted it for ages. Like, I don't think it sunk in. I was just determined to talk about it with whoever would listen.
What did your family say? Because they were all involved in your music.
They were devastated. My sister said the other day that she actually thinks she didn't support me enough in the moment because she was so believing in me as an artist. Mm-hmm. She just kind of thought, well, fuck them. Like, if that's the vibe, they're wrong and you'll be fine. But actually, it was traumatic and I needed to, like, deal with that pain because I was humiliated. It was one of those...
And it's public humiliation as well. Yeah. And that's what's so... I think that's what's so brutal.
Yeah.
It's like you put your art out there, you put yourself out there, you did a great album, you won awards with it. I mean, that's all labels want, isn't it?
Like,
Well, maybe not.
Well...
Okay, so that happened.
Didn't really know what it meant for me, what I was going to do.
Because your whole life has been music,
well,
right?
This is it. And, I mean, that's the beauty of feeling secure, come what may, in that I've been an amateur musician from Birmingham. From as long as I can remember, I grew up making music whether it was in school, choirs, classical ensembles, playing violin, piano, writing for other people. I had a band, had a soul band when I was like 19. I sung in an a cappella group. It's always been there. Music has always been just the way that I do life.
Mm.
When I started making albums and I got signed, that was another thing for me. That wasn't something that I planned. Like, I wasn't like, I want to be a solo artist. It was just, it happened because Kwame, my old manager, heard some songs on SoundCloud.
So when that first album came out and was a huge success. And I was lucky enough to have you come and support.
I'm just going to clutter a little bit.
Yeah, don't worry.
And I was lucky enough to have you come and support us on tour, and you know, it was such a dream. You really burst onto the scene, and that's a really cliche way of saying it, but were you kind of a reluctant pop star at that point? Because you're softly spoken, you're normal, you're Birmingham girl, you have your family around you in the band.
Yeah.
Was it quite daunting, the prospect of being in the label?
Yeah, suddenly being in the limelight, I had resisted being a front person for so long.
Why?
Because I never saw myself as someone who was strong enough vocally, visually, I don't know. I just never felt that I was that person that you want to see.
But everyone did want to see
carrying the show.
Laurie, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
And also, like, a really captivating performer. Like, a really captivating performer. And if anybody has... I don't know what if you're going to put the live stream back out.
I hope so.
Because, honest to God, so many people have tried to do the live stream during lockdown,
right? It's a thing now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a thing, and it's really hard to get right. And you can either be a very big pop star that can have millions behind their one... And I presume yours didn't have millions behind it. Mm-hmm. It was slightly more lo-fi.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic.
Where did we do it? Some studio in East London. It was the first thing, so I was terrified.
Oh, you didn't look it at all. I felt like you looked the most commanding and in control I'd ever seen you.
You're really kind.
Did you have to, like, go into another, like, persona?
I had to, like... drink copious amounts of Prosecco on the set, because it had been years now I've been doing like support things for other people, like side shows and like I don't know, but not in my own right.
This was you re-emerging,
this
right?
is the re-emergence. Mm. And I just felt like I was so ready with the music, the packaging, everything was there, but now I needed to be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty brave to do that. Yeah, you know, it's like the live stream's a big old beast in itself. And it's, you know, people have tried and failed and a few have succeeded, but yours was really spot on. Thank it was also you. Nice and short and sweet.
Yeah. That's Thanks like, for saying that, because I was worried.
Nah,
it was too short.
It presented.
It was like 27 minutes.
But I thought that was good.
Did you sing Green Garden?
I did.
Oh, but she totally reimagined her older songs, because this album is more electronic. Mm-hmm. It's got 80s.
You know, your major inspiration for this, you and Dave.
Who was?
Dave Akumi.
You're
a major inspiration for this. I'm not joking, Jesse. Come on now.
Stop.
I said, if Dave was here, he'd know. I went to see him and I was like, listen, I want to be a pop star. And he was like,
Did he give you a big hug help you? Oh, yeah. Dave Akumi is
that was one of the most extraordinary few days spending chatting with that man.
I know.
The way he listens.
The oracle. I know.
He's literally the OG.
Yeah.
He's wise, isn't he?
He's really actually wise.
You feel safe when you're with him.
So for anybody who's listening, Dave Akumi produced my first record and really nurtured and looked after me in that first quite daunting period and really... you know, it helped me understand how to enjoy making music. So Dave was involved in this record?
No, in the end, he wasn't. I think that will happen at some point. I think I was still at the early stage where I still wasn't sure what I was doing. Actually, he was involved in the sense that he helped coach me into a space where I was ready to just go and do it.
Yeah.
As you know, he's such a gentle soul, but with like gravitas wisdom, most things that come out of his mouth, I'm just like, okay, yes. Mm-hmm. And so I needed that. I felt nourished every time I was around him, and I felt understood and heard. And that for me was really healing.
This new record, from what I've heard, you know, it's you present it, and that's what I loved about the live stream. You presented it. It was like, this is the world. Come into my world.
Yeah.
This is the world that I've created.
Yeah.
What do you say? You say like 80s sunsets.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm some bullshit.
No, some delightful language. But you've got those shoulder pads on, like you look like a strong woman that have been resurrected. Yeah. Like there was like resurrection in that performance. And I loved it. And I was so proud of you. And I think there's so many people that are on your side.
Yes.
But sometimes the business
gets in the way and muddies that for me. Sorry. Just taking my shoes off. But when the business gets in the way of that, sometimes it doesn't feel as easy to remember like who you are. Mm. And that instinct thing. Mm. Like literally quite like now, I'm being reminded of like, but Laura, what's your inner barometer saying? Like, do I even know what that is? Because I will sit at the table and be like, okay, yeah, that sounds good too. Okay, yeah, I don't know about that, but you're convincing me that I should go in that direction because otherwise if I don't, then everything falls apart. Mm-mm-mm. I'm always trying to remind myself that the reason I'm here is because I followed my instincts from day one. Mm. So if I abandon that because such and such over there says yes, but their favourite thing to say to me these days is the landscape has changed.
Oh my God.
It has changed.
It's changed in the way
good music is good music.
I mean, I think that's right. If you have a good song, people are going to listen and take note.
But there's so much that surrounds like being an artist now.
Yeah,
like, no denying that the fact that we have the podcast has helped me. And you also, you have, it's not a podcast.
No.
It's something you do with your sister.
Yes.
Explain what it is, but I wonder whether that's also been really helpful to be able to balance things out.
So my sister, who plays in my band, actually, no, she now plays in Florence and the Machines band. We had loads of chats over lockdown about, like, what the hell are we supposed to do? Like, how are we going to earn? And I say we because I have that pack mentality where I think about my brother and my sister like that.
Your brother played the cello,
He plays the cello.
Yeah, plays the cello, yeah.
And he's doing, you know, he's doing really well, but he found, like, fitness. His side thing is training people in the park, and he's got these classes that he puts on, which is great.
Mm.
And actually, because he's a freelance cellist, he's still had a really luckily, and because he's ace, he's does a lot of film score stuff. So
great.
A lot of the Air Studios film scores have been going ahead right through lockdown. So he's had that. But for my sister, touring was it. What next? Obviously, she was teaching as well, which is fine. But we all need, realistically, we need more.
And when Florence tours, she tours for like a year and a half, two years.
It's the whole thing.
You know, I feel for so many of those crew members and session musicians, including my crew and band, that just, they go, right, okay, well, I'm usually jumping from one tour to the next. It's been tough for them.
Yeah.
So what is this idea that you...
So then she came up with this idea. We'd coined a term within my band, my touring band. Whenever we had a tight spot, we're in a tight spot, or someone was a bit pissed off on the bus, or I don't know, we're hungry and there's no service station for like 4 hours in America. And then we've got to get on and do the gig. Someone will turn around and go, so you want to be a musician? So that became the term. And so Dion took that and was like, I'm going to make a show called So You Want to Be a Musician. And we'll just chat to all the musicians that we know.
How fascinating.
For young musicians, young artists, young creatives coming up that have a lot of time now to think about what they're doing, what they want to do in the future, how to shape their careers. Mm. And it's just a discussion, basically.
So it is a podcast.
It is a podcast, but we do it on Zoom. I'm just loving being able to support her. So similar to this amazing, because I think there's something about the family bond that's kind of, you can't replace it. You can't, it's just blood. So Dion and I are very close, and it's very easy for us always to find things, interesting things, funny things to chat about. So I'm just there as a support to her every week. And we've just had, you know,
not just musicians, it will be crew members. Next week we've got Florence's tour manager coming on, Rebecca. And it's just a great way to engage with people, real people within the music industry that are doing the groundwork, that rarely get championed, as well as creatives who are trying to figure out how to do what they want to do from the heart, but also pay their rent. Yeah. And it's just a way of forming relationships as well, so that people don't feel alone. Because I think that's one of the biggest things that's certainly come out of this new era of what the hell is going on.
The changed landscape.
Look, I've just got to say something before I get the dinner. Mm. I'm an honorary Brummie.
Are you seriously?
Yeah. My mum was born in Birmingham and I went to university in Birmingham, and half my family lived in Birmingham.
I had no idea.
So whereabouts do you come from?
So I was born in Selly Park, Birmingham.
Selly
Park, and grew up in King's Heath.
That's where I lived when I was a student. Serious? Over the optician shop, Mr. Spriggs.
No way.
Yeah.
So what was growing up in Birmingham with your brothers and sisters, who you're obviously really close with, what was on the dinner table?
On the dinner table, Mum, legend she is. I looked forward mostly to Sunday dinner, because that's Caribbean. My parents are both, my mum was born in St. Kitts.
We've been there. We loved it.
You've been to
St.
Kitts?
Yeah.
No way.
We loved it.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful. It's
what was
very
that place we went to where
you had lobster and corn?
No, named Johnny Cakes. Yeah.
Johnny Cakes.
Took the lobster out of by your feet.
And
then shove it on the barbecue. Amazing. Yeah.
I've only been once. Can you imagine?
It's gorgeous. We had such fun, didn't we?
It was great.
And it wasn't overdeveloped.
No.
Because Nevis was at that stage.
This is the thing. There's a lot of competition within our family because my dad's side is Jamaican.
Oh, we've been there too.
Yeah. So, and because Jamaica was the first Caribbean island I went to as a teenager, that's etched in my memory as the Caribbean experience.
Which bit, though? Which parish?
We were all over. We were in Kingston, and then we were in Ocho Rios, Runaway Bay. It's where I had my first kiss.
Oh!
Jamaica, I know.
Good kiss?
Actually, it was awful.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. But I just like the memory of...
Holiday romance.
He made me a mixtape.
Oh, my God, what was on the mixtape?
Everyone get a mixtape?
Yeah, it was the best gift.
It was the thing, right?
It was like taking you out for dinner. You're 86, aren't you? I'm 84.
Yeah. It was a whole thing, the whole mixtape thing. I'd never had one until that point. And it was Brian McKnight.
Oh, wow. He wanted to have sex.
A dream come true. Yeah, it was that. I was just like, oh my gosh. It wasn't, yeah. It was my first sex tape. My one and only sex tape. Mum.
So Caribbean Sundays.
Caribbean Sunday dinner. So you got your rice and peas. Usually it's chicken.
Yeah.
Stuffing, fried plantain. Mm. Sometimes there will be a fish option, usually salmon.
Are your parents religious?
So growing up, yes, my mum is a devout Christian.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to my dad in a long time, so I have no idea where he's at with stuff. But certainly growing up, it was a very Christian home. So.
Were they together yeah. when you were younger?
Yeah. So it was very traditional, Sunday dinner, massive table. Usually someone from church who's come over for dinner to share the day with us.
So did you love your mum's cooking?
Oh my gosh, to this day, love it. I mean, I have to say, I was going to ask, are you a massive cook?
I mean, yeah, I love cooking, I love eating, I love... Yeah. Trying out
and
things.
And did you teach?
No, she didn't teach me at all.
Oh.
She was like...
Too irritated.
I learned because I was so greedy, but she didn't teach me. She was like, get out of my
very irritable. That's interesting. When Jess was in the kitchen, she just tried to make the salad bigger and I wanted to kill her.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Why?
Because I'm in a control.
She says I'm really slobby and messy.
She's so slobby.
It's not
a duet.
It's not beautiful.
Experience.
It's not like the most hard... I've had to learn by being like...
Subservient.
Wow. And yeah, why did your mum like teach you, and you had a very wholesome affair?
No, that's why I was interested to know. Yep. Because my mum can't deal with me in the kitchen
space. I think I'm the bit the same.
No, same as mum.
And if I say, oh, it's time you taught me that, and she'll be like, well, just watch.
That's exactly.
Give it to me, I can do it. You're doing it wrong.
Actually, yeah? I'm with your mum.
It's very interesting, because I thought she would engage with me on that level of, no. Oh my gosh, yes, this is the thing to do.
People in charge don't engage.
No, so, I think that's what it is. She's been captain of the ship for so long.
That's it.
She's just got to get it done and to slow it down by my sort of questioning. But how much is that? Oh, you just feel it. Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Are you a good
Jessie
cook?
Jessie can cook.
No, you're not.
Oh, no,
you know what? I'm an aspiring cook.
Okay.
I think
that's
I have
a lovely expression.
Yeah. That's a bullshit expression for I deliver room, okay, mostly.
So, okay, but so, like, what was the last meal that you were really proud of cooking?
Oh, Jessie.
What was that?
I can't remember. Is it because... it would have been, like, spag bowl.
No. Hey, look.
I had that the other night. If you can get it right,
we had it last night. I love it.
I'm at least I try to do it well.
So, what's your secret weapon?
I put loads of veg in my.
Which veggies?
Anything I can think of. So, lots of peppers.
Oh, I've got peppers in spaghetti.
Yeah, everything goes in. My ex said that actually my spag bowl was the vibe. Like, he really. To be fair, it's not like I had range, so he's just being kind. But yeah, I mean, it's not a complex dish. I used to, when I was married, when I first got married, I was in the kitchen.
How old were you when you got married?
23.
Why so young? How long had you been together?
We were together for 5 years before we got married, I think. I think it had a lot to do with the way I saw the world back then and what I imagined for myself. Mm. I was a very, very Christian girl. And it was just almost a natural thing. Mm-hmm. The church community that I belong to, you know, I wasn't encouraged to have boyfriends. So by the time I was of age, the conversation about courting, God, I use that word, and getting engaged and getting married to start a family was just like, what's what you do.
And you, hon, when did you get signed?
Got signed 2011, made Sing to the Moon 2011, 2012. I got married 2009.
Okay.
We divorced 2015, 2016.
Do you think it was
100%
down to this world?
I think we did not know what hit us. Mm. Gosh, that just really hit me then. Mm. As incredible as this journey is, I think we were two very young people who had made this amazing decision to be together for life with no real concepts of what that meant. I had not had boyfriends before him. I was a virgin. Mm. And so moving into... It was like a massive shift. I was married and then I made Sing to the Moon and I was travelling and becoming this version of a boss lady that I'd never witnessed that part of me before. Not really. I've always been hugely dependent on the people around me to kind of carry me.
Did he go touring with you?
He tried, but he so wasn't. It wasn't his thing. Yeah.
What's his job?
He's an opera singer.
Oh wow.
He's actually got. I saw something on. He's got something on the BBC at the moment.
That's great.
Yeah. It's like a one-man opera with an orchestra. It's amazing.
But I mean, maybe...
Do you keep in touch?
We haven't spoken in a long time, but there's no animosity.
No, it was just.
Has he found someone else?
I have no idea.
So you don't haven't you don't
no. know. It's just it's completely.
I wonder though.
Done.
Look, like I've been with my husband since we were 18.
Wow.
We had a couple of years off. Yeah. So it's funny. We have many similarities.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
we lost our virginities to get, you know, it's like we
Jessica.
Sorry, Mum.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Jessica.
So. Mum, I have sex, I have children. I'm really sorry to let you know.
I know that. I did once.
So, I've gone red. Right. But I wonder whether him being an opera singer and then you having this really, like, gargantuan, like, success, it may have been hard for him?
Oh, 100%. It was. Well, our relationship, our kind of dynamic shifted. So it went from being... me being the needy one, like, I was crazy. Like, I wanted to be around him all the time. I felt that marriage...
Is he gorgeous?
Oh, gosh. Everybody used to call him Obama.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He was like a young Obama. He's an angel. Like, he literally was, yeah, very special guy. But I hadn't lived and hadn't grown... I grew up sheltered, so going from my old life into the big bad music industry was like a baptism of fire.
So, okay, so you know, you're single?
Yeah, desperate to
find
somebody.
I can't believe she... Have you looked at her face?
You were really kind, but...
Just gorgeous.
The perfect package.
Perfect. Who are you looking for? Because we might be able to sort this out.
You know, that we have many a listener. Listen, please. Listen, babe, I had a message from this bloke yesterday. I'm going to put it on now.
Wow.
This is what... And it's not about you, I'm afraid, because that's they don't know that you're on yet.
Yeah.
But it was for my brother.
No.
I'll tell you, this is what this guy... He sent me a list, okay? Hi, Jessie. Just wanted to submit my application to date Dr. Alex. There are lots of reasons why we should give things a shot. So here goes. Number one. By the way, we have 8 points. I will... choose some of them. My mum thinks I'm handsome, intelligent, and a great catch. I'd hope Dr. Alex would agree once we'd met. My nana also agrees. From Manchester, Lenny would love that. Massive foodie, think I'd fit into your family. Used to go to Aberstock, where you used to go.
What?
It goes on, worked...
And then sends a picture.
Sent a picture! No. I did a bit of Instagram stalking.
Okay,
I'll send it on. He's very cute.
What's your name? Yeah, why
not? Danny Hill, you're very cute.
Yeah. Have you sent it on to Alex?
No, I needed to... Vet it with you and the team.
I think he was all right.
So listen, you may get some bloody marriage proposals after this, girl.
Listen, beggars can't be choosers.
I can't believe that you someone hasn't snapped you up.
I wonder whether that's my problem, because I can't believe
Laura, I'll tell you, I can't believe I've not been re-snapped up either.
I'm telling you what is going on. I think the same for my mother.
I think I'm too picky choosy.
I think we're in a new space. I think it's different even to when I got married. It was so
different.
Did
you have the full white wedding and everything?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What was your first dance?
It was Coldplay, which now that's going to make me cry because Chris Martin got in touch with me just like this week to say amazing things about Church Girl, the new single.
Wow.
Do you like Coldplay?
I love them. Like, I... absolutely, I'm in love with
him. So him to write to you this week?
Is that the first time you've chatted? Is that
Well, actually, no. He won't know, but I supported them once.
Now, it's a perfect segue into somebody else you've supported, Prince.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know if this is true. Mm-hmm, and maybe you will be able to confirm or deny.
I will.
So I heard Prince presented 1 year. You know what I'm going to say? You know, she's drinking that wine. Oh my God. You don't need to confirm or deny.
No, I would like to confirm.
Okay, so listen.
Please, can you dump me
when
up?
When you get, I'm getting some more. When you get a Prince story.
Yeah, you've got to milk that shit.
Yeah, so, okay, so not only have you supported him, he was a massive fan of you, this is what
I've
heard.
He actually was.
I was in the studio with somebody who told me this story last week, and it tickled me. And I love that you're basically confirming it. So basically, Prince at the Brit Awards 1 year, Laura was up for Best Female.
Yes.
And some other women were up for, brilliant women were up for Best Female. Now, they asked if Prince would... and you can change, tell me if I'm getting this wrong.
No,
this is like, this has been down the grapevine, do you know what I mean? 100%. Chinese whispers.
Mm-hmm.
And so Prince gets asked to present a Brit Award. Yeah. Now, Prince doesn't just do anything, does he? Mm-hmm. He's Prince, right? Mm. He says, yeah,
He sees who's on the lineup, sees that his friend Laura Mvula, who he's a massive fan of, is up for the best female. He's like, well, she's going to win it. Yeah. I'm going to come and deliver that Brit to my friend Laura.
100%.
Now, Laura didn't win it.
And what
somebody
happened?
Else did. The way that he reacted when he announced who, when he opened the thing, he was pissed.
What did you say?
He didn't say anything. He didn't even announce it because he was too pissed off it wasn't Laura. Did you ever have a meal with Prince?
Yes, I did have a meal with Prince. This is what happened that night. This sounds like I'm about to say something really out.
Front page news.
Yeah. That night at the Brit Awards, where I was rubbed.
I love that.
It's on YouTube, this moment where I do the loser's clap.
Yeah.
You know, I learnt it from Rachel from Friends. And afterwards, I was devastated for several reasons. Obviously, I wanted the award. Secondly, you know, Prince, I knew I'd been told, you know, several times that Prince was doing that because he thought I was going to get it, and they tried really hard to get the result before so they could confirm, and they obviously the Brits just not having that, so but he was like, surely she'll win, and sort of like a welcome to the reality of making commercial music in this country, and got drunk with all my friends
because it's like the second prize, so you get well pissed.
And then I think it was like 1 a.m. My phone's going, and it's Kieran, who used to manage Prince. And she's like, darling, Prince is having a party.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to come? I was like, what? Now? She's like, yeah, now. So I remember I was with my brother and my sister. My brother will never live this down because it's one of the stories I like to share about my brother. And if you need to understand who my brother is, you just need to know this story.
Okay,
because
brilliant.
Obviously, Dion and I were like, oh my gosh, let's go. Like, what? I remember like, where's my other eyelash? Where's my other shoe? I was like, this is it. And my brother's like, oh, I've got to get to bed.
Sounds like me.
This is my brother. This is James Douglas, who just got married. Bless him. Congratulations. And he was like, yeah, I've got to go to bed. I'm tired. I was like, James, this is once in a lifetime. Like, we're going to go and party with Prince. Come on. He was like, no, I'm not having it. So my sister and I remember it was somewhere in Shoreditch. We pulled up. I remember thinking, it can't be here. This is a dark street. There's nothing, like, we've taken a long time.
That sounds like Prince.
I was like, this can't be it. But then we see, like, this massive big bloke, big black guy standing outside of just one of the, what seems to be like a shut-up shop. Like, there's nothing there. And he's just like, sunglasses on, it's the middle of the night.
That was the clue.
Yeah, that was the clue. And then... So I wind down the window because I'm not entirely sure. Like, I could be wrong, but I'm just like...
I'm inviting.
Is this Prince's party?
Oh, God.
And he's like, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, it's Laura. I'm with my sister. And he's like, hold on. And he does it. It's like a film. He does the thing on his little thing. And then suddenly the shutters go up. Of this place. Oh, it was like a 90s music video. And so it's like kind of dark. There's like these two waitresses carrying hors d'oeuvres on there with these trays.
I just fucking love him.
But there's not really anyone there. There's his band. I can see his band are there chilling. There's someone in the DJ's booth. And then he's like in an alcove. So he comes with his cane. He walks over. There's like no one there. I'm like, this is... What's happening?
This is amazing.
And he's like, hey. And I remember thinking, this is it. I've met Prince before, but this is different. Now is conversation. We will have an exchange. Everything I say has to be meaningful. I can't.
And you're pissed as a newt.
I'm pissed, literally, and in both ways. I'm pissed off and I'm pissed out my head. So he's like, he says to me, how do you feel? And I was like, I'm disappointed that I'm disappointed.
Very good. Very good.
He loved that.
Oh.
I I'll never forget it. I remember that.
You were like, he was like, yeah,
so poetic. And then he ushered me and my sister into this alcove to sit and chat. And he just, for a good like 20, 25 minutes, was just talking about how much he loved me and what I do and that I should stay on course and that owning music was really important and independence was really important. And obviously I'm paraphrasing because I was drunk, so I can't remember most of it. But but I remember Dion saying to me, she was really emotional afterwards, and she said to me, he's the first celebrity or whatever that next to you has looked me in my eye. Because normally what happens mm-hmm. is, even though my brother and sister are beside me most of the time, they don't get acknowledged. Mm. And we're very close to the point of, it's if it's one of us, it's all of us. It's like one thing. So when she said she felt seen and heard yeah. and she was acknowledged as an individual, as a musician, oh, it was really special.
Yeah.
And she said she'd never had that before. So we both went away sort of giddy with booze and this new Prince experience. And what I remember most about him, it was like being back at college, music college, just like chatting with another musician with about what you wanted to do. It was very ordinary. And
apart from like the two women with hors d'oeuvres floating around.
Apart
the band,
from the models.
I love that.
With this empty room.
Like oversized trays.
That like was in a fucking garage.
This is no, yeah, that was in a garage. Yeah, somewhere in Shoreditch.
Oh man, you've got a print story yeah. though, man. That is amazing.
But it was beautiful. And I'll never forget.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Whilst Mum sorts out the chicken, mm-hmm. thank you, Mum. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, we're going to just go for it before we get mouthfuls of food in. Mm. Last meal.
Yes. I made.
No, we're past that, babe. Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to relive that nightmare. Last meal on Earth, or before you go into a desert island, starter, main, pud, dessert. Starter, main, pud, and drink.
Starter. Don't overthink this, Laura. Don't overthink this. Burrata.
Mmm.
Just give me some cheese.
Okay.
Main course.
It's just burrata. No little zhuzhy things.
You just want that. If you want, sing me a song with it.
Okay, fine.
Next main course has to be, and I'm sorry about, because it should be like my heritage food, but it's not.
What is it?
Lambuna, lamb jalfrezi, Peshwari naan, pilau rice.
We could go for a curry together, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think you're a bit hotter than me.
I go hot.
Yeah.
Boona's kind of mild.
So, okay, so you're going Indian. Takeaways. Yeah, where's your favourite spot that you get a good Indian from?
There's a couple. It depends if I'm going to go Tradish.
Yeah.
You've got to go back to Birmingham. You've got to go to Lady Poole Road. It is actually world renowned. Yeah. Curry. Birmingham's an important curry capital. Mm. Lady Poole Road.
Have you found any good ones in London?
You know, I gave up a bit. Mm. I'm not going to lie. But that might have been homesickness, even though I've been living here for like 7 years. But now, I love me a dishoom. I love me cricket, which is the Cricket's fusion great. Stuff. It's yeah. good. Yeah.
But that isn't like, that's it's a little bit more fancy pants.
Well, it's a bit more fancy pants. If I'm just going to go Tradish, then I'll go Rana, Stoke Newington.
Pud?
Pud, apple and rhubarb crumble, custard.
Ooh, decisive.
Yeah.
Zap. Can you make that? Rhubarb's in at the moment, babe. Go get it.
I need to... Okay, let's just accept that one of my flaws, one of my major flaws, is that although I keep a lovely home, you'll walk in and be like, oh, this is great. A bitch cannot cook. Yet. And it's disgraceful.
Jessie, do you want to help?
Yes, sorry. Help.
Shall
help?
I help? Sorry,
no,
I'm sitting here. Like,
help yourself to some chicken.
My mum will be mortified.
Oh, help yourself. Get going.
Wow.
What would be your drink of choice?
Do you want to give me your plate?
Or my drink of choice?
You can have more than one. You can have an aperitif. Okay. You can have a digestive.
I can't do it from me.
Sorry, mum. Thanks.
Do you know, I am pretty simple when it comes to bevvies. I love a glass of red.
Yeah.
Do you want some more jazz?
It suits me really well.
Any particular bottle?
I've
got red here as well.
A Malbec suits me just fine.
No, I'm perfect, Mum. Thank you.
How is it? Because I've never made it.
It looks great.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it nice?
It looks really good, Mum.
It's genuinely warmed my soul.
Oh, God. I think you're quite easy to please, to be honest.
No,
that's the two glasses of wine. Come on, Beth.
No, I'm telling you, that's really gorgeous food.
Mum, it's really, I don't want to say the word, but it's moist. I'd say it looks very moist.
It is very moist, but that's what we want.
Do the potatoes work?
The potatoes do work. Laura, what do you think?
Guys, I'm like shocked in my head. No, I tell you why. You know, sometimes when you don't know what to expect, you know that you're going to see lovely people, but
you don't know if the food's going to be shit.
You don't know what the food vibe's going to be. And
were you a bit scared?
I wasn't scared, but I wasn't expecting. You know, it's different when you're hungry and you eat and it feels that feeling.
It's not too spicy.
It's gorgeous.
That's great. Laura wouldn't have minded it spicy, but this is
feels
great.
Soulful. It's soul food. Like, it's like you
care.
Oh,
that's such a compliment.
It really is.
Mum, those potatoes are very good.
Do you parboil them or do you stick them straight
in? I did parboil them.
But they were sweet. Did they have onion powder on them?
Onion, garlic, turmeric, mustard seeds, coriander seeds.
Really good.
Cayenne, a little bit of chilli. They are good, aren't
they? They're good, Mum. So, listen, we're going to have a bit of pud now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a few more questions to ask you. Mm. I feel like we haven't talked that much about food, but I think it's fascinating, so it doesn't matter. Do you think you've got good table manners, Laura and Vula?
She just
adjusted her knife and fork. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've got wicked table manners. I know that sometimes I can be a bit forgetful if I get excited and the conversation is flowing. Yeah. Then, or as a kid, if I got bored, you know, then I gotta.
I haven't been watching you eat, but you know.
Generally, there is the occasional, if I want to, I do talk with my mouth.
Oh, come on. It happens to the best of us.
Just, can you put those on the table?
Okay, so these are very delicious.
Oh.
They're like crack. Get ready. Please let me know when I'm allowed to have one.
You take one now.
Are you sure?
Just take yes, babe.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you tell me how gorgeous those are. It's chocolate salted peanuts.
Mm.
It's good, isn't it? I love that Laura. It's like Laura's Greg Wallace, and she's literally having to taste it. And
I'm just getting these things out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so just serving. I'm serving everybody raspberry and strawberries. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I didn't even wait to put the strawberries.
Oh, baby,
in the...
have another one. Don't worry. Don't worry.
So cheeky.
Excuse me. Can I ask my question?
Yes.
Do you sing karaoke?
I should, shouldn't I? But I don't.
All right. If you had to, which song would you choose?
Beyonce.
Which one?
Single Ladies, probably.
I love that.
You'd go get in there, wouldn't you?
I think I'm
going to
go back on that, on mine, and I think I'd like Single Ladies.
You just want to do the... Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. That's really interesting. I wouldn't, like, thinking about it now.
But you'd have to have your brother and sister in the back going,
And
your mum.
The joke is that that's how we pretty much started. We were a wedding band, really. And lots of people requested that one.
Jessie, maybe she could do your
bat... Because it's when you throw the bouquet.
She could do your bat mitzvah.
Oh, my God. No, I think we're beyond that. She could be a guest at my fucking bat mitzvah.
I would be honoured to do it.
She can be a guest.
We're going to get all your friends to perform. We're going to have Dave.
Amazing.
Dave would be in the band.
Jack will be. Felix.
Laura, I could have you here for many more, forever. It's honestly been so lovely to reconnect with you. Apart from, I've been, I've seen you from afar. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for everyone to enjoy this new adventure you're on. And yeah, you're doing great.
I did think we'd see you Green Garden once.
Oh, Mum, just leave it.
Okay,
leave it.
It's weird how much you remind me of my mum and I. It's so funny.
Well, that was such a pleasure to have her over. And just, I mean, look, when I met Laura... She didn't say anything. She was so
shy. Reserved.
And you'd see her perform, and it was such an honour to have her support me. And I love her. I love her. And it's been a tough old ride. That was such a candid conversation.
I couldn't take my eyes
she's
off her.
She's stunning.
She's so beautiful. She's perfect. Her skin, her bone structure.
Oh, yeah, babe.
She's just beautiful.
Beautiful. So listen, table manners. We're going to put it out there. Laura's looking for love.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Mum. Maybe we could be like... The meddling yenters. That's what my friend used to have, a Jewish dating scheme.
Jessica, we could do it as a side thing for table manners.
You're a yenter.
Mix and match.
So yeah, table manners listeners, if you'd like to be set up with the divine Lauren Vula, she can't cook, but that's okay. She could appreciate something. She appreciated your cooking. It was very good today, Mum.
Was it good?
Those potatoes.
I told you.
Just put it down. Say it again, just so we've got audible record of it.
I don't even know what to put in. I think they were spicy potatoes.
They weren't spicy at all, but that didn't matter.
I put chilli in.
Yeah, I couldn't taste it. So anyone taste the chilli?
It was cayenne, smoked paprika, some chilli flakes, garlic powder, and onion powder, and some mustard seed and coriander seed. And I put a little shake of coriander and cumin in.
See, I couldn't taste any of those apart from the sweetness of like the onion powder.
Oh.
But they were heaven.
Weren't they a bit and you cut spicy? Them up,
weren't spicy, but they were great. They were amazing. But you cut them up smaller than a roast potato. They were like half the size.
I didn't want just you to think it was the same thing.
It was very, very good.
Did you like them? And what do you think of the chicken?
And that chicken was yum.
It was delicious.
Was it butter and ras?
No butter. Just ras, hanout and honey.
Oh, yeah.
And I undercooked it slightly because I was worried it was burning. So it was a bit... Was it underdone?
I hope not.
No, it was all right.
Bloody hope not. Now you tell me.
It was moist.
Thank you for listening. Thank you to Lauren Vula. Her record is out in July. But singles are out already now. Church Girl's amazing. Along with the rest, just go and have a listen and celebrate one of our like treasures of the UK.
Jessie, can I ask you?
Yeah.
How many outside reservations have you got for dinner?
I mean... I've got outside ones.
Haven't got one.
Is that you saying you want to come to one of mine?
Yeah.
Okay. I've booked Kudu. I've booked Fallow. Leroy for inside.
But
so that's a May Brat.
Are you sure you're going to be warm enough?
No, a lot of these are for inside. Try to get on Evelyn's table. Nightmare. I mean, it is only a 10-seater, but that's for
May. Have you booked?
I'm now booking in July. I'm not going away, am I? I may as well just eat.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Lots of love. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.